This podcast sponsored by Cherry Hill Volvo.
At Cherry Hill Volvo, we have absolutely incredible offers, and a plethora of both new and certified Volvos from which to choose. Join Cherry Hill Volvo for the pricing and attention you deserve. I am Judith Krupnik, president of Cherry Hill Volvo.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The Cherry Hill Volvo team compliments you for choosing the Rich Scioli podcast. Relationships matter to all of us, and our team is eager to establish a relationship with you, the Scioli listener. Contact Cherry Hill Volvo.
The Minneapolis unrest has shaken up the VP shortlist from Politico. Of course, after the awful killing of George Floyd last week, and what has since happened. There's two fronts on that. Number one is Amy Klobuchar, who was on the shortlist to be Joe Biden's VP. But she was a tough on crime prosecutor back in the day, and even had a chance at one point to put the officer who killed George Floyd behind bars, and did not do it. And then she's been trying to explain her reasons for that, but a lot of people just look at it as because she was just, you know, was just about herself and was all about Amy Klobuchar. So she was asked on Andrea Mitchell last week if she should take herself out of consideration. And a number of people who've said, you know, there's a direct line of culpability between Amy Klobuchar and the officer who killed this man. Actually, it was said that by the group who founded Black Lives Matter. And somebody else, like Jim Clyburn, the House Majority Whip, who was a Biden advisor, he said, the timing is horrible for her. When you have things pop up like this, it can be catastrophic to some. What is happening in Minneapolis, the timing of that is beyond anyone's control. The timing is just there. In this business, some things we control and a lot of things we can't control. So that's a real problem for her because of the fact that there was a case when she was a district attorney that she reviewed, and it was a case that this cop was directly involved in, and she didn't do anything about it. So that was one of the he was actually probed in a police related death when she was the local prosecutor. So that she was hammered over that over the weekend, and you know, at one point, there you go. So she's probably out of the running. I would say the second person who's probably out of the running is Kamala Harris, because she's another tough on crime prosecutor, you know, real tough and everything like this. And she's got a big record that'll come out. And the big record, though, unfortunately, does not look good to a lot of black voters who've been put away by Senator Kamala Harris. That's just one of those things, again, that comes up every now and then. Biden and his campaign, prior to this, they all said they wanted a strong, tough on crime person like Kamala Harris, for example, but also another person, too, who's come up recently, a former police chief in Orlando, whose name has been out there for quite some time, but who's making her name known a little bit more. And my buddy over the weekend said, you know what, if he picks her, that would be an interesting choice to make. So how did Joe Biden get here anyway? How did he get to the point of thinking about this Congresswoman Demings, who was a former police chief, a two-term Congresswoman, less well-known than Harrison Klobuchar, who is now, in an op-ed she wrote on Friday, said, "My fellow brothers and sisters in blue, what the hell are you doing?" She's a black woman and former police chief. Demings has a unique biography, which has been further elevated, and her profile has been elevated recently. She was on Rachel Maddow on Thursday, saying that America is on fire right now and the president of the United States is walking around with gasoline. Louisiana Representative Cedric Richmond, a Biden campaign co-chair, is helping lead his running mate vetting process, said Friday they talked four times to the former vice president. Not once did we talk about the politics of Floyd's death. But a lot of people are now saying that when this Congresswoman Deming served as chief of the Orlando area, she was the chief of police for Orlando, the Reverend Randolph Bracey from the NAACP said they worked hand in glove on social justice policy. We had a great relationship. Orlando hasn't historically had the problems you see in places like Miami-Dade. In other words, unlike Kamala Harris, she's got a long history of black community leaders coming out and saying that they worked with her. Whereas a lot of people have come out and criticized Kamala Harris's record as being somebody that's put away a lot of Black Americans behind bars. Ironically enough, who've now been released by President Trump after signing the First Step Act into law. Now, she's also had some criticism, though. Al Sharpton's Rainbow Action, our National Action Network, the head of that in Orlando, was critical of the Orlando Police Department's history of force. She said, when Deming's letter from 2007 to 11, I never saw any real changes during her administration. I didn't see her reach out and talk to us. But at the same time, even though there's going to be some criticism in that realm, it was a city, and Florida is crucial to the election. But again, if you find out during her time as chief, and I'm sure that's what they're probably vetting right now, that there was a Black man killed by police and it was questionable and she didn't do anything about it and that sort of thing, then I think you just take her off the table as a potential vice presidential pick, because that's going to be an issue that's going to hurt Joe Biden. Remember, this is all about trying to turn out the Black vote in cities around America. And Donald Trump doesn't have to win the Black vote. He just has to do pretty much as well as he did in 2016. I think, and I said this back in November, I think he does better this time. Prior to this, obviously, because I'm not factoring this in yet, but I'm saying the economy being the way it was, obviously before coronavirus, the First Step Act, which has been so crucial to African-American voters in this country, the fact that the president has taken on head-on issues like school choice and that sort of thing. After this, the murder of George Floyd, the alleged murder, I say that because the man has not been found guilty, and I always want to balance the rights of the accused in every situation. So I'll say the accused, which certainly looks like it was murder to me, but when a jury finds that. But the killing of George Floyd by this cop has changed a lot for Joe Biden from that perspective, because if it looks like he's getting somebody who's tone deaf to Black leaders who are saying we want somebody who's going to be a reformer, then again, you're going to get the same situation of, well, we're just going to stay home. And if you can balance that with a lot of Black people who are excited to vote for Trump because they feel like he's actually addressing a lot of their concerns, then it's not good for Joe Biden in a lot of these cities. You know, the idea that Black people saw what happened to George Floyd, now they're all going to just vote for Joe Biden, is not necessarily true. It's people are people, right? Each person as an individual, they vote as an individual. And so somebody may look at Joe Biden picking a tough on crime prosecutor or somebody who was a former police chief, and if there's a record of this kind of stuff happening in that city, they may go, why would I do that? Why would I only go in that direction? I'll stay out of it, and I'll sit this one out, or I'll stay with Donald Trump, because at least the guy has passed the First Step Act, and now people are being released from prison. He's worked on pardoning and giving clemency to people who are, most of them Black, who've been put behind bars for drug crimes. Like, he's really been trying to make an effort on doing this stuff. It's not talked about enough, but it's there. And I imagine in the fall, the president's going to make that a point as he campaigns and puts out that message in cities. So back to Biden then in the Veep stakes, what he can't do is he can't have somebody on the ticket who's going to wind up making Black voters say, well, that's unacceptable to me. You know, Kamala Harris, even though she is Black, doesn't mean anything if she's somebody who's been putting people away. The chief of police of Orlando is Black. It doesn't mean anything if she's been somebody who covered up, say, abuses against people in the community. So now Joe Biden's got to rethink that deck. So then if he still wants to go with the idea of getting an African-American woman on the ticket, that leaves him Stacey Abrams of Georgia, who couldn't win the state. I don't think she's a very good candidate. I think she doesn't help Joe Biden at all. And then he also has to think about the fact of, well, maybe I just don't go in the direction of race. Maybe I just stick with the woman thing. He's pledged it's going to be a woman. But there's not many, he doesn't have a lot of options out there. I mean, there's certainly one option if he wants a woman who's also Black, who doesn't, was never involved in law enforcement, so there's no record like that could come up. But she said she's not interested. Of course, that's Michelle Obama. She's not interested in running and being Joe Biden's vice president. But if you're the Biden people right now, you're begging her. You're on your hands and knees begging, because eventually, as we get away from this and the news cycle moves so quickly that we'll be onto something else probably within a matter of days, and you get back to actually looking at Joe Biden as president of the United States, there's going to be an element of people that don't feel really comfortable with him leading the country, and they may not like Donald Trump. They may feel that Donald Trump is whatever, but they may stay home and just not vote. That may not help Joe Biden. So he's got to have somebody that inspires people to get out and vote. And he certainly doesn't want somebody in the ticket that's going to make people stay home either. He's balancing all these things now. It's amazing how one day, like, politics can change just like that. Klobuchar was leading as a VP. Think about this now. She was leading to be a vice president in one of the contenders. And then this death happens. And she, as a prosecutor, had a chance to do something about this cop who had a record of abuse and did nothing about it. So she's done. I mean, she will not be Joe Biden's vice president now. There's no chance she'll be his pick. None. And then you have that dopey governor of Michigan, Gretchen Whitmer, and her husband goes out there in the middle of this. I don't know if you heard about this around Memorial Day, goes to a yacht club and says, I want to put my boat in the water. And they say no. He goes, well, I'm the husband of the governor. Does that help? Does that make a difference? And she just comes across arrogant and looks like, you know, she doesn't care about people. And she's been wrecking the economy there. And I think she's a horrible choice for VP for him. I mean, he's in a real tough spot. He doesn't exactly have a great shortlist. And again, if you want to put Kamala Harris on the ticket, you're going to win California anyway, so it doesn't get you anything. But if I'm the Trump campaign, I am tearing apart her record on civil rights and civil liberties and crime. I'm going to go through each and every arrest as a prosecutor, each and every person she put away. I'm going to go through that. And I'm going to make an issue out of each and every single one of those things. And same thing with Demings in Orlando, this congresswoman down there, former chief of Orlando police. I'm going to look at every single arrest that happened on her watch. And I'm going to vet every one of those arrests, and I'll make issues out of anything that even appears to be something that was done wrong. And I'll make that an issue in the cities where you're looking at that crucial black vote. So this death, I mean, it's awful to say. I mean, an American lost his life, and, you know, and this never should happen to George Floyd. But like everything in life, everything has political consequences in politics, right?
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.